Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past two episodes, we've talked about tenant screening and eviction protection and rent default insurance. Today, we're diving into property inspections, one of the most important but often neglected aspects of property management. Regular property inspections are your early warning system for maintenance problems, safety hazards, lease violations, and property damage. Inspections allow you to catch small problems before they become expensive disasters, verify property conditions, ensure compliance with lease terms and safety requirements, and protect your investment. Many landlords avoid inspections because they're time-consuming. They don't want to disturb tenants, or they assume everything is fine if tenants aren't complaining. Skipping inspections can allow maintenance or safety issues to go unnoticed. Problems that could be fixed when caught early can become major expenses when left unaddressed. A small roof leak can develop into more significant water, mold, or structural damage if it remains unaddressed. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why regular inspections are essential, how to conduct periodic inspections effectively, what to look for during inspections, preventive maintenance strategies that can reduce costs and risk, and how to document and follow up on inspection findings. Let's start with why property inspections matter. Why property inspections matter. Property inspections serve several critical purposes. Purpose 1. Early detection of maintenance problems. Regular inspections may help identify maintenance problems earlier, when they can sometimes be easier and less costly to address. EPA emphasizes that moisture control and prompt repair of leaks are central to mold prevention. Early detection can reduce the likelihood of minor issues becoming larger problems. Purpose 2. Preventive maintenance. Inspections help you identify components that are approaching the end of their useful life or showing signs of wear. This allows you to plan and budget for replacements before they fail, rather than dealing with emergency repairs. For example, an inspection might reveal that an HVAC system is aging and showing signs of reduced efficiency, allowing you to budget for replacement rather than facing an emergency failure during extreme weather. Purpose 3. Property condition monitoring. Inspections can help identify property condition issues, maintenance needs, and potential lease compliance concerns. Inspections can help determine whether property conditions align with the lease and applicable landlord and tenant responsibilities. Inspections also create an opportunity to clarify maintenance responsibilities and address documented lease issues. Purpose 4. Lease compliance verification. Inspections allow you to identify potential lease compliance concerns. Review potential lease compliance concerns under the lease and applicable law before taking action. This may include unauthorized occupants, unauthorized pets, though do not treat an assistance animal as an unauthorized pet simply because the lease has a no-pet rule. Disability-related accommodation requirements may apply. Prohibited activities such as smoking in non-smoking units. Unauthorized alterations or modifications. Safety hazards or code violations. Purpose 5. Safety and habitability. Inspections help ensure the property remains safe and habitable. This includes verifying that Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are installed as required by applicable code and law. Electrical systems are safe and not overloaded. Plumbing systems are functioning properly without leaks. HVAC systems are operational. There are no safety hazards such as exposed wiring, structural damage, or suspected mold. Maintaining safe, habitable conditions is both a legal obligation and a risk management priority. Purpose 6. Documentation. Inspection and maintenance records may be useful documentation if an insurance claim, maintenance dispute, or liability issue arises. Unaddressed hazards or maintenance obligations may create legal or liability concerns depending on the circumstances and applicable law. Purpose 7. Property condition preservation. Maintenance can help preserve a property's physical condition and may support long-term value, although market value depends on many factors. Now let's discuss how to conduct effective property inspections. Types of property inspections. There are several types of inspections you should conduct. Move-in inspection. A move-in inspection is conducted before a new tenant takes possession. This inspection documents the property's condition at the beginning of the tenancy and establishes a baseline for comparison at move-out. The move-in inspection should be thorough and well-documented with photos, video, and a detailed written checklist. Document the property's condition according to the lease and any state or local move-in inspection requirements. Where appropriate, provide the tenant an opportunity to review or acknowledge the condition report. This protects both parties by clearly documenting pre-existing conditions versus damage that occurs during the tenancy. Periodic inspections during tenancy. Periodic inspections are conducted while the tenant is occupying the property. The frequency depends on several factors, including lease terms, property age and condition, tenant history, and local regulations. Periodic inspections should be scheduled with proper notice to the tenant as required by state and local law and the lease agreement. Move-out inspection. A move-out inspection documents the property's condition at the end of the tenancy. Follow applicable state and local procedures for documenting move-out condition and handling security deposit deductions. The move-out inspection is compared to the move-in inspection to determine what damage, if any, occurred during the tenancy, keeping in mind that definitions of normal wear and tear and allowable deductions vary by jurisdiction. Move-out inspection should be thorough and well-documented to support any security deposit deductions. Seasonal or weather-related inspections. In some climates, seasonal inspections may be appropriate. For example, pre-winter inspections to verify heating systems are operational and weatherization is adequate. Post-winter inspections to check for freeze damage or roof damage from snow and ice. Pre-summer inspections to verify cooling systems are operational. Post-storm inspections after severe weather events. Maintenance and repair inspections. These are targeted inspections conducted to verify that maintenance or repairs were completed properly. For example, after a contractor completes a roof repair, you might inspect to verify the work was done correctly. Vacancy inspections. When a property is vacant, more frequent inspections may be appropriate to check for vandalism, unauthorized entry, weather damage, or other issues. Now let's focus on periodic inspections during tenancy. Periodic inspection protocols. If you use annual or other periodic inspections, follow a consistent protocol that complies with the lease and applicable law. Step 1. Review lease and legal requirements. Before scheduling an inspection, review your lease agreement to understand inspection provisions and notice requirements. State and local landlord-tenant laws regarding entry and notice requirements. Fair housing requirements to ensure inspections are conducted without discrimination. Notice requirements vary by jurisdiction. Some laws specify advance notice, permissible purposes, reasonable hours, or emergency exceptions. Step 2. Provide proper notice. Provide the tenant with notice of the inspection in accordance with your lease and applicable law. Provide notice in the form and time frame required by the lease and applicable law. Written notice is often useful for documentation. The notice should include the date and time of the inspection, the purpose of the inspection, an estimate of how long the inspection will take, contact information if the tenant has questions or needs to reschedule. Explain whether tenant attendance is necessary or optional under your inspection process and applicable law. Provide notice far enough in advance to allow the tenant to prepare and to comply with legal requirements. Step 3. Prepare inspection checklist and tools. Prepare a comprehensive inspection checklist covering all areas and systems of the property. Bring necessary tools and equipment, clipboard and inspection checklist, camera or smartphone for photos and video, flashlight for inspecting dark areas, notepad for additional notes, measuring tape if needed. Do not access roofs, electrical equipment, crawl spaces, or other potentially hazardous areas unless you are trained and equipped to do so. Use qualified professionals where appropriate. Perform basic visual or functional checks that are within your competence, and use licensed or qualified professionals for technical inspection or repair. Step 4. Conduct the inspection systematically. Conduct the inspection systematically, working through each area and system methodically. Start with the exterior and work your way inside, or follow another consistent pattern. Take your time and be thorough. Rushing through inspections defeats the purpose. An inspection should primarily concern property condition, maintenance, safety, and lawful lease administration. Avoid opening drawers, cabinets containing personal property, or personal containers unless inspection of a building component legitimately requires access and applicable law permits it. Step 5. Document findings. Document all findings thoroughly. Complete the inspection checklist, noting the condition of each item. Photograph property condition issues rather than personal belongings whenever possible, and store inspection photos and videos securely. Make detailed notes about any problems, concerns, or items requiring follow-up. Date and label all documentation. Step 6. Communicate with the tenant. If the tenant is present during the inspection, communicate professionally and respectfully. Explain what you're inspecting and why. Ask the tenant about any maintenance concerns or issues they've noticed. If you identify problems, discuss them with the tenant and explain next steps. Step 7. Follow up on findings. After the inspection, review your findings and develop a follow-up plan. Identify items requiring immediate repair or attention. Identify items requiring future maintenance or monitoring. Identify any lease violations that need to be addressed. Schedule necessary repairs or maintenance. Communicate with the tenant about any required actions, repairs, or lease compliance issues. Step 8. Maintain records. Maintain complete records of all inspections, including inspection checklists, photos and video, notes and observations, communications with the tenant, follow-up actions taken. Retain inspection records according to applicable legal requirements, insurance needs, and your documented record retention policy. What to look for during inspections? A comprehensive inspection should cover all major systems and areas of the property. Here's what to look for. Exterior inspection. Roof. Inspect the roof for missing, damaged, or loose shingles or roofing material. Damaged or missing flashing around chimneys, vents, or skylights. Clogged or damaged gutters and downspouts. Evidence of leaks or water damage. Moss, algae, or vegetation growth. If you cannot safely access the roof or lack the training and equipment to do so, inspect from the ground using binoculars or hire a professional roofer for periodic roof inspections. Gutters and downspouts. Inspect gutters and downspouts for clogs from leaves, debris, or nests. Damage, rust, or separation from the building. Proper drainage away from the foundation. Clogged gutters can cause water damage to the roof, siding, and foundation. Siding and exterior walls. Inspect siding and exterior walls for damage, cracks, holes, or rot. Peeling or damaged paint. Signs of moisture intrusion or water damage. Pest damage or evidence of pest activity. Proper caulking and sealing around windows, doors, and penetrations. Foundation. Inspect the foundation for cracks, settling, or visible concerns. Signs of moisture or water intrusion. Proper grading to direct water away from the foundation. Evidence of pest activity such as termite tubes. If you observe potential structural issues, consult a qualified professional for evaluation. Windows and doors. Inspect exterior windows and doors for damage to frames, glass, or hardware. Proper operation and sealing. Damaged or missing weather stripping. Broken locks or security issues. Landscaping and drainage. Inspect landscaping and drainage for overgrown vegetation that could damage the structure or create pest habitat. Trees or branches that could damage the roof or siding. Proper drainage away from the foundation. Erosion or drainage problems. walkways, driveways, and parking areas. Inspect walkways, driveways, and parking areas for cracks, settling, or trip hazards. Drainage problems. Damage or deterioration. Fencing and gates. Inspect fencing and gates for damage, rot, or deterioration. Proper operation of gates. Safety hazards such as protruding nails or sharp edges. Exterior lighting and electrical. Inspect exterior lighting and electrical for functional exterior lights. Damaged or exposed wiring. GFCI outlets where required. Interior inspection. Entry and common areas. Inspect entry and common areas for overall condition, damage to walls, floors, or ceilings, functional lighting and electrical outlets, smoke and carbon monoxide alarms as required by applicable code and law. Living areas. Inspect living areas for overall condition, damage to walls, floors, ceilings, or trim, functional windows and window coverings, functional electrical outlets and switches, evidence of moisture or pest activity. Look for moisture, leaks, condensation, or visible suspected mold and address the underlying moisture source promptly. Larger or complex mold problems may require professional evaluation. Proper use of space and no unauthorized alterations. Kitchen. Inspect the kitchen for overall condition and sanitation. Functional appliances, stove, oven, refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave, garbage disposal. Plumbing leaks under sinks or around appliances. Damage to cabinets, countertops, or flooring. Functional exhaust fan or range hood. Evidence of pest activity. Bathrooms. Inspect bathrooms for overall condition and sanitation. Functional plumbing. Sinks, toilets, showers, tubs. Leaks, drips, or water damage. Proper drainage and no clogs. Functional exhaust fans. Damage to fixtures, tile, flooring, or walls. Moisture problems or visible suspected mold. Proper caulking and sealing around tubs and showers. Bedrooms. Inspect bedrooms for overall condition. Damage to walls, floors, ceilings, or trim. Functional windows and window coverings. Functional electrical outlets and closet lighting. Smoke alarms as required by applicable code and law. Laundry area. Inspect the laundry area for functional washer and dryer if provided. Proper venting for dryer. No lint buildup in dryer vent. Plumbing connections secure and no leaks. Electrical connections safe and proper. Attic and crawl spaces. If accessible and you are trained and equipped to do so, inspect attic and crawl spaces for adequate insulation and ventilation. Evidence of leaks, moisture, or water damage. Evidence of pest activity or nests. Visible concerns. Proper storage and no fire hazards. Do not access attics, crawl spaces, or other potentially hazardous areas unless you are trained and equipped to do so. Use qualified professionals where appropriate. Basement. If applicable, inspect the basement for evidence of moisture, water intrusion, or flooding. Functional sump pump if present. Visible concerns. Evidence of pest activity. Proper storage and no fire hazards. HVAC system. Inspect the HVAC system for functional heating and cooling. Clean or recently replaced air filters. No unusual noises, odors, or performance issues. Proper thermostat operation. Evidence of leaks or refrigerant issues. Proper clearance around outdoor units. Use qualified professionals for technical inspection, diagnosis, or repair of HVAC systems. Water heater. Inspect the water heater for functional operation and adequate hot water. Evidence of leaks or corrosion. Proper temperature setting. Proper venting if gas, age, and expected remaining life. Electrical system. Inspect the electrical system for functional circuit breaker panel with no tripped breakers. No evidence of overloaded circuits or improper wiring. Functional GFCI outlets in kitchens, bathrooms, and exterior locations. No exposed wiring or electrical hazards. Use licensed electricians for technical inspection, diagnosis, or repair of electrical systems. Plumbing system. Inspect the plumbing system for no visible leaks under sinks, around toilets, or at fixtures. Proper water pressure. Proper drainage with no slow drains or clogs. No evidence of sewer odors or backups. Safety devices. Verify smoke and carbon monoxide alarms as required by applicable code and law. Requirements vary by jurisdiction, fuel source, building type, and location. Follow manufacturer instructions and applicable law for testing and replacement intervals. Fire extinguisher if provided. Proper egress from bedrooms and living areas. Lease compliance items. During the inspection, also identify potential lease compliance concerns. Review potential lease compliance concerns under the lease and applicable law before taking action. This may include unauthorized occupants, unauthorized pets, though do not treat an assistance animal as an unauthorized pet simply because the lease has a no-pet rule. Disability-related accommodation requirements may apply. Smoking evidence in non-smoking units. Unauthorized alterations or modifications. Prohibited activities or safety hazards. Preventive maintenance strategies. Inspections are most valuable when combined with preventive maintenance strategies. Strategy 1. Create a preventive maintenance schedule. Build a maintenance schedule based on manufacturer guidance, property condition, climate, lease responsibilities, and applicable code. Schedule regular maintenance tasks, such as HVAC filter replacement, based on manufacturer guidance, equipment type, and occupancy. HVAC system servicing, based on manufacturer guidance and equipment type. Water heater inspection and maintenance, according to manufacturer guidance and water conditions. Gutter and drainage maintenance as needed based on vegetation, climate, and property design. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarm testing and replacement according to manufacturer instructions and applicable law. Pest inspection or treatment as needed and as required by local conditions or lease responsibilities. Landscaping maintenance, seasonally or as needed. Exterior painting or sealing, every few years as needed. Strategy 2, address small problems promptly. When inspections identify small problems, address them promptly before they become larger problems. A small leak, a loose railing, a cracked window, or a malfunctioning outlet may seem minor, but delaying repairs can lead to larger issues. Strategy 3, plan for major replacements. Use inspection findings to plan and budget for major replacements. If an inspection reveals that a roof, HVAC system, water heater, or appliance is aging and approaching the end of its useful life, begin planning and budgeting for replacement. This allows you to replace components on your schedule rather than in an emergency, often at lower cost and with better options. Strategy 4. Educate tenants on maintenance responsibilities. Use inspections as an opportunity to educate tenants about their maintenance responsibilities. Explain any maintenance responsibilities that the lease lawfully assigns to the tenant. Provide guidance on reporting maintenance issues promptly. Proper use of plumbing and garbage disposals. Encouraging prompt reporting of leaks or moisture concerns and explaining appropriate use of ventilation systems. Tenants who understand their responsibilities are more likely to maintain the property appropriately. Strategy 5. Seasonal maintenance. Implement seasonal maintenance tasks to prepare the property for changing weather. Fall. Clean gutters, inspect heating system, weatherize, check for drafts. Winter. Monitor for freeze risks. Ensure heating is adequate. Check for ice dam formation. Spring. Inspect for winter damage. Service cooling system. Check roof and exterior. Summer. Monitor cooling system. Inspect for storm damage. Maintain landscaping. Strategy 6. Vendor relationships. Develop relationships with reliable contractors and service providers for HVAC, plumbing, electrical, roofing, and other trades. Regular maintenance contracts with trusted vendors can ensure timely, quality service and may provide cost savings. How inspections may reduce costs and risk. Regular inspections and preventive maintenance can reduce costs and risk in several ways. Benefit 1. Reducing likelihood of major repairs. Catching small problems earlier can reduce the likelihood of them becoming expensive major repairs. Preventive maintenance can reduce the likelihood of some emergency repairs and larger deferred maintenance issues. Benefit 2. Supporting equipment performance. Routine maintenance may help equipment operate properly and can reduce avoidable wear, although useful life varies. Benefit 3. Reducing emergency repairs. Preventive maintenance can reduce the frequency of emergency repairs. Emergency repairs can involve higher costs, limited contractor availability, or after-hours premiums. Benefit 4. Supporting property condition. Maintenance can help preserve a property's physical condition and may support long-term value, although market value depends on many factors. Benefit 5. Supporting tenant satisfaction. Property condition and maintenance responsiveness can influence tenant satisfaction and retention, although many other factors affect renewal decisions. Reduced turnover can save money on vacancy, marketing, cleaning, repairs, and leasing costs. Benefit 6, reducing certain risks. Identifying and addressing hazards may help reduce certain safety and liability risks. Inspection and maintenance records may be useful documentation if an insurance claim, maintenance dispute, or liability issue arises. Common inspection mistakes to avoid. Avoid these common inspection mistakes. Mistake 1, not conducting inspections. The biggest mistake is not conducting inspections at all. Skipping inspections can allow maintenance or safety issues to go unnoticed. Mistake 2, inadequate documentation. Conducting inspections without thorough documentation defeats much of the purpose. Always document findings with detailed checklists, photos, video, and notes. Photograph property condition issues rather than personal belongings whenever possible, and store inspection photos and videos securely. Mistake 3, failing to follow up. Identifying problems during an inspection but failing to follow up with repairs or tenant communication wastes the value of the inspection. Develop and execute a follow-up plan for every inspection. Mistake 4, discriminatory inspection practices. Use neutral inspection policies and avoid selecting tenants for additional scrutiny because of protected characteristics. Inspection frequency may still differ for legitimate, documented reasons such as maintenance needs, lease violations, emergencies, or property condition. Mistake 5, violating entry and notice requirements. Entering rental properties without proper notice or legal authority violates tenant rights and can create legal liability. Always comply with lease terms and applicable landlord-tenant laws regarding entry and notice. Mistake 6, ignoring tenant input. Tenants often know about problems or concerns that aren't immediately visible during an inspection. Ask tenants about maintenance issues and listen to their input. Mistake 7, superficial inspections. Rushing through inspections or only looking at obvious items misses many problems. Conduct thorough, systematic inspections of all areas and systems. Mistake 8, exceeding your competence. Do not access roofs, electrical equipment, crawl spaces, or other potentially hazardous areas unless you are trained and equipped to do so. Perform basic visual or functional checks that are within your competence, and use licensed or qualified professionals for technical inspection or repair. Your action plan. This week I want you to do 3 things. First, review your current inspection practices. Are you conducting regular inspections? Are you providing proper notice? Are you documenting findings thoroughly? Are you following up on identified issues? Second, create or update your inspection checklist to ensure comprehensive coverage of all property areas and systems. Include exterior, interior, major systems, safety devices, and lease compliance items. Third, establish a lawful periodic inspection policy appropriate to each property and jurisdiction. Then schedule inspections in accordance with that policy. Provide proper notice to tenants, conduct thorough inspections, document findings, and develop follow-up plans. Regular property inspections are one of the most important property management activities you can perform. Final thoughts. Property inspections are your early warning system for maintenance problems, safety hazards, lease violations, and property damage. Regular inspections may help identify maintenance problems earlier, when they can sometimes be easier and less costly to address. Conduct several types of inspections. Move-in inspections, periodic inspections during tenancy, move-out inspections, seasonal or weather-related inspections, maintenance and repair inspections, and vacancy inspections. If you use annual or other periodic inspections, follow a consistent protocol that complies with the lease and applicable law. Review lease and legal requirements. Provide proper notice. Prepare inspection checklist and tools. Conduct the inspection systematically. Document findings thoroughly. Communicate with the tenant. Follow up on findings and maintain complete records. Notice requirements vary by jurisdiction. Some laws specify advance notice, permissible purposes, reasonable hours, or emergency exceptions. Comprehensive inspections should cover exterior items and interior items, but do not access roofs, electrical equipment, crawl spaces, or other potentially hazardous areas unless you are trained and equipped to do so. Use qualified professionals where appropriate. Perform basic visual or functional checks that are within your competence, and use licensed or qualified professionals for technical inspection or repair. Combine inspections with preventive maintenance strategies. Build a maintenance schedule based on manufacturer guidance, property condition, climate, lease responsibilities, and applicable code. Address small problems promptly. Plan for major replacements. Educate tenants on their maintenance responsibilities. Implement seasonal maintenance and develop vendor relationships. Regular inspections and preventive maintenance can reduce costs and risk by reducing the likelihood of major repairs, supporting equipment performance, reducing emergency repairs, supporting property condition, supporting tenant satisfaction, and reducing certain safety and liability risks. Avoid common inspection mistakes: not conducting inspections, inadequate documentation, failing to follow up, discriminatory inspection practices, violating entry and notice requirements, ignoring tenant input, superficial inspections, and exceeding your competence. Always comply with lease terms and applicable landlord-tenant laws regarding entry and notice requirements. Use neutral inspection policies and avoid selecting tenants for additional scrutiny because of protected characteristics. Photograph property condition issues rather than personal belongings whenever possible, and store inspection photos and videos securely. Avoid opening drawers, cabinets containing personal property, or personal containers unless inspection of a building component legitimately requires access and applicable law permits it. Do not treat an assistance animal as an unauthorized pet simply because the lease has a no-pet rule. Disability-related accommodation requirements may apply. Regular property inspections are one of the most important property management activities you can perform to protect your investment and ensure long-term success. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Inspection practices must comply with lease terms and applicable landlord-tenant laws regarding entry, notice, and tenant rights. Inspection protocols should be reviewed by legal counsel to ensure compliance. Investors should conduct their own due diligence and consult qualified professionals before implementing inspection policies. Tomorrow we're talking about natural disaster and climate risk, assessing flood risk, wildfire risk, hurricane risk, earthquake risk, and how climate change is affecting real estate investment decisions. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.